The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bill O'Reilly needs no introduction, but let me just hit a few highlights here regardless. The O'Reilly Factor was the highest rated cable news broadcast in the nation for 16 consecutive years. And you can now see Bill's no-spin news on weekday nights at 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. on the First TV, a new media network available across many digital platforms like Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, and many others. He's authored an astonishing 18 number one ranked nonfiction books, including the historical Killing series, the best-selling nonfiction series of all time, with nearly 19 million books in print. His latest, Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists, has done it again. We have Bill O'Reilly on our guest line. Good morning, Bill. Welcome back. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Same, Joey. How you been?
I have been wonderful, my friend. Killing the Killers was just named number one on the New York Times best-selling list. You've done it again. Wow.
Yeah, we're very happy about the reception to the book. It's been out 2 weeks, sold about 150,000 copies. Perfect Father's Day gift, granddad. It'll keep them quiet for a little while reading that book. They'll like it. And I believe it is the best reporting, Joey, that I have ever done in my career, Killing the Killers.
Wow. Yeah, well, you get into a lot of details, and you're right. I mean, there were some surprises to me. For example, to learn that the doctor who assisted in locating Osama bin Laden is now being held in a Pakistani jail, and the U.S. can't get him out.
Yeah, they can't get him out, and the Pakistanis are vicious. They're not our friends, not our allies. And that's just part of the scenario that Americans really don't know about. So everybody knows that these al-Qaeda's were vicious, that they would like to kill us, but they don't know where they are, and they don't know what the United States is doing to defend us. When you finish reading Killing the Killers, Joey, you're going to be a little bit more optimistic. And the reason is the weapons that we have. Under the Trump administration, federal government spent $1.4 trillion on the military, upgrading the military. But nobody knows where that money went. A lot of it went to space weapons. And this is like Star Wars. Now, Russia and China do not have these weapons. But when you read how Trump ordered the assassination of the vicious Soleimani, the head of the Revolutionary Guards in Iran, and how that was carried out, I mean, you're going to be amazed at the ferocity of America's weaponry. So that's just one part of it. There are a lot of different situations. It's relevant to today, of course, because the Biden administration is trying to tell everybody that white supremacy is the biggest terror threat. That is not true. These al-Qaeda's are reconstituting in Afghanistan. ISIS is back in Iraq. And these people, they're only in business for one thing, Joey, and that's to kill infidels, and we're at the top of that infidel list.
Yeah, and that is a chilling fact, and you're right. I mean, just yesterday, as President Joe Biden traveled to Buffalo, New York, I mean, rather than consoling this grieving community, all he could speak of was white supremacy. So let's go back, and you talk a lot in the book, Bill, about the many times that ISIS has carried out deadly attacks. And, you know, that was very chilling to me as well, because I think sometimes we get caught up in day-to-day life. We get caught up in just trying to survive. I mean, there's a lot going on in our country with gasoline at record high prices, inflation and all. But ISIS is still a real threat to us, are they not?
Yeah, it's not nearly as bad as it was. The last 2 years of the Obama administration, President Obama became a terror warrior finally after he was embarrassed. He withdrew all U.S. troops from Iraq. People don't remember that, but pulled them all out, and then ISIS went in and took over much of that country, executed tens of thousands of people. And Obama was embarrassed about that, and it was a terrible terrible blot on America's worldwide reputation. But when Trump came in, he made a vow, I'll destroy ISIS, and Trump did.
Yeah.
And we, that's a big part of the book about how Trump dismantled this vicious organization, and it was in an incredibly efficient but brutal way.
Yeah.
And right now, ISIS is causing a lot of trouble in Africa. Nobody hears about it because there are no reporters there, but there are U.S. ground troops in Africa fighting Boko Haram and the ISIS affiliates there. And those firefights, we take you inside one and killing the killers. And when U.S. service people are killed, nobody even knows about it because it's slapped as classified. Much of the information in killing the killers is classified information. And the national security advisors that I spoke with, and nobody turned me down, all the way back to the Bush administration, to the end of the Trump administration, they told me what happened. Primary source material. So you're going to be very, very surprised when you read Killing the Killers.
Yeah. On our guest line this morning, Bill O'Reilly, author of Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists, another number one New York Times bestseller. And you know, the thing, Bill, that I noticed, you went into a lot of detail on various attacks, like the London subway bombings, the attacks throughout Paris, the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, the Manchester Arena bombing. I mean, details that we had not heard before.
Right. And that's what we did. I mean, we weren't going to do a clip job, take information from other people. We did original reporting, and each of the terror incidents, we tell you how it unfolded, who was responsible, what happened, and Americans can't retain this. I didn't know half, more than half, I didn't know 80% of this book before I started to research it, and Martin Dugard, my co-author, is the best researcher in the world, so we didn't know, but we found out.
Yeah.
And that's the worthiness of Killing the Killers.
Yeah. As you were doing your research, Bill, what were some of the big surprises for you?
Well, the Kayla Mueller story is the number one thing. I mean, here's a 26-year-old woman, graduates from college in Arizona, a humanitarian, goes to Turkey to work with the refugees there, makes a terrible mistake, crosses into Syria to visit a Doctors Without Borders clinic, and ISIS kidnaps her. What happened to Kayla Mueller after that is just harrowing. And her family cooperated with me. I had to be extremely sensitive. The woman was murdered by al-Baghdadi himself. He raped her continually. I mean, it's just horrible. But it needs to be told. The story needs to be told so Americans know the kind of evil that we are facing and that we have to remove this evil, and I mean remove literally, Joey, from the planet.
Yeah.
Now, our special forces are the best in the world. When they go on a raid, and we take you into three raids, Bin Laden, al-Baghdadi, and the aforementioned Africa. When our special forces go in, it is harrowing how effective they are.
Yep. Yeah, what a great job, Bill, as I think I've read every single one of your books in the Killing series. Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. Pick up a copy at your favorite bookseller today. You're not going to be disappointed, I promise. Quickly, Bill, we've got a lot going on in the world. Of course, yesterday was primary day in some states, Pennsylvania and North Carolina just above us here. Any surprises there? And give me what you think is going to happen in November. Are we going to be able to regain control of the U.S. House and the Senate?
Well, number one, I'm not a party guy, and I don't spend a lot of time on the no spin news analyzing the state races because I just can't be an expert in 50 states. What I do is the big picture.
Yeah.
So right now the United States is in trouble economically because of inflation. Everybody knows that. And in South Carolina, I'm sure you're feeling a pain like we are here in New York.
Absolutely.
That pain overrides all over issues. It overrides Roe v. Wade abortion. It overrides this white supremacy stuff, everything. because people have to live, as you just pointed out. I mean, we're trying to provide for our families, trying to get through the week, not go into debt. And I'm sorry, but it's Joe Biden's fault.
Yeah.
Under Trump, we had 1.4% inflation. Now we've got over 10%. Going to get worse because the wholesale price index was up last week. That's going to carry through to Labor Day, and that's it. So the Democrats lose, and Biden's not going to run again. There's no way on earth he runs again.
Yeah.
So that's my big picture on it.
Yeah. Bill O'Reilly, it's always a pleasure. Pick up a copy of Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. Great job again, Bill. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Same, Joey. Anytime you need me, just give me a ring.
Absolutely. Bill O'Reilly, and I promise you, folks, you want to read this book.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.